on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, into hour number three, Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster joining us. We're going to air part of an interview that will air the rest of that hadn't been seen yet tonight on InfoWars Nightly News with J. Edward Griffin on Occupy Wall Street, Occupy the Fed idea, and more. We'll continue with calls for the next 40 minutes or so with Bob Chapman getting into the economy. Again, riding shotgun as my second, as they would say, if I drop out, is Aaron Dykes. Aaron, let's go ahead and go to Chris in Texas. Well, first off, what did you think of that idea of the Ron Paul mask that fellow was talking about? That is great instead of some Guy Fawkes guy.
Oh, it's genius, Alex. And remember, you know, I never have caught on how historically accurate it is, but you know, the Spartacus revolt from the movie. Where everybody starts saying, "I am Spartacus." That was really a slave
revolt.
Yeah, tell
the story. They're trying to find out where he is, and everybody says, "I'm Spartacus, I'm Spartacus."
Yeah, they're out in the countryside after they've, Spartacus and the others had the slave revolt, escape from their system of being gladiatorial slaves to the Roman Empire, and they're in the countryside, "Where's Spartacus?" And they all start saying, "I'm all Spartacus." That means, at least the idea behind it, we're all for freedom. None of us are your slaves. And Ron Paul is a great symbol of that. And I also wonder, when is Ron Paul himself going to start saying Herman Cain is a fraud? He's not the Tea Partier. He's part of the system we're trying to defeat, Alex.
Well, Ron Paul turned his guns under pressure because he's such a gentleman. But in this war, discretion is not the better part of valor, or as one of Ron Paul's icons said, sometimes silence isn't golden, it's yellow. And I'm not saying Ron Paul's been silent. He's been a great patriot against Terry, had great courage. But he went after Perry and ran the ads, pointing out the Al Gore cheerleader stuff and the socialist health care. He started to go after Romney. It's destroying them both. I mean, you attack them, doesn't matter how much corporate money they get, their records are so bad, people go, these guys both support carbon taxes. They love Al Gore. They go to Bilderberg Group. It's over. And you've got to go after Herman Cain and say, you want a new sales tax on top of the income tax to pay our share to the bankers? You say the Federal Reserve is good. He is the enemy. He is the Federal Reserve slick talking candidate. I mean, Herman Cain is the neocon version of Barack Obama. And again, people are like, well, he's black. I see a lot of white conservatives. Maybe he'll fix it. And you know, we've tried with old white guys. And it's like liberals thought that with Obama. I actually saw an article last week where they said, well, Chris Christie doesn't look presidential. You know, he looks like he weighs 500 pounds, not against folks that are overweight. We all have been there one time or another. At least some of us have. The point is, just because somebody looks like Grimace from a McDonald's commercial doesn't mean he's suddenly going to be good because he's a fat guy or because he's a black guy. He worked. He was at the number two to number three most powerful Fed position. He's CFR. I'm sorry, Aaron. Go ahead. I'm going to go to the call in a minute.
Well, it's just disgusting. It's time to realize that because you had a lot of extremely well-meaning people who identified a lot of the real problem in that Tea Party movement. It had a lot of important momentum. It was truly grassroots for many years until it was totally co-opted and just rebranded to steer the establishment GOP in a new direction. And they're all frauds, all of them who tried to identify with that. And now they don't even really associate people like Ron Paul with the Tea Party, which he has every right to say he helped found. His supporters were, in fact, the ones who founded that movement, Alex.
And, you're right.
And I agree. We all have to be Ron Paul. Show up at the Fed and the other places and say, we're not your slaves. I totally agree.
Yeah, and I think really a manifestation of that, kind of the V for Vendetta mask, is the tri-cornered hat. It means 1776. And you know, I've talked about 1776 worldwide. Now I'm seeing books coming out and people talking about 1776 worldwide, 1776 global, you know, the reawakening of 1776. The answer to 1984 is 1776. When things get bad, we don't want to fall down the globalist.
Okay, we are going to be back in just a moment. Bob Chapman coming up. More from Alex Jones on the other side. Stay tuned. InfoWars.com and the Fed now. We'll be right back.
know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, my friends, we are back live. Bob Chapman is waiting in the wings. We're going to him momentarily, and I promise we're going to Chris and Jason and others that are patiently holding. And I should punch up my computerized phone system, but I scribbled this, and I can't even read my own writing 20 minutes later. Who's after Chris there in order? Maureen. We're going to go Maureen here in just a moment, and then we'll continue with Bob into the economy. But I want to get started with Bob Chapman, but I know Bob also likes taking calls. Bob Chapman, what do you think of our idea to, instead of just having Michael Moore and George Soros try to co-opt the Occupy Wall Street movement and have the head of the Federal Reserve, Bernanke, the head of the Dallas Fed, we're about to demonstrate against here in a few hours, come out and say he's in solidarity and supports Occupy Wall Street, and they need to raise taxes on rich people, which they mean middle class, and pay it in banker bailouts to him. I mean, this is incredibly transparent, and I see it as a desperate move that Obama is trying to lick the boots of Occupy Wall Street. And Rand Paul says they want to whip it in to not a 1776 revolution like we had, but kind of a French revolution, while George Soros sits offshore and sees some color revolution where people run around blaming capitalism for what's happened when we've had the opposite under the Federal Reserve.
Well, how about the financing? Where's
yes.
all the money coming from?
That's another good question. What's your overall view on the Occupy Wall Street phenomenon and what's happening in the deteriorating markets and our idea to try to shift this over to the real enemy, the Fed?
Well, the original ideas were good. And then all of a sudden we find out We have a group of retreads from the 60s and 70s who are socialists and Marxists, etc. And, you know, the kind of money that they have is large. And so was George Soros responsible for that? Probably.
Well, they admit move on. No, they admit move on and Soros are involved at some levels. They're trying to take it over. My point is, watching all these Federal Reserve people and the president act like they're fighting corruption in Wall Street, I mean, this is like Hitler running the Nuremberg trials.
Exactly. I think the idea really should be, and I think the opportunity is there, is to neutralize this movement. And I saw in the films I've seen that there are a number of people who are not socialists and further to the left. And some of them are complainants that they've lost their jobs and their businesses and so on, and that's understandable. And then you have people espousing the same things that you are on radio, and I am, and others, about the real way to go on this. The exposition of what they put forward as their answers looks like it was written by Karl Marx. I mean, I can't believe they were dumb enough to do that. That is the people who have usurped the movement. And now we have other conservative people moving in and telling a different story. And I think if more middle-of-the-road and conservative people were to attend, I think they could neutralize and perhaps even take over the movement that's in motion.
No, that's the answer. I've seen some people criticize activists like Mr. Panzella who have gone out there to try to wake up some of the socialists. And people are saying, don't hang around with those people. Well, number one, we've had reporters all over. It's a very diverse group. What's happening is the mainstream media is skewing who they interview to make it look like it's a bunch of Michael Moore, capitalism is the problem people. And now there's a full attempt by Obama and the rest of them to take it over. But it's a desperate attempt, and that's why we're shifting to occupy the Fed, Bob, and it's wildly successful. I know you track the news. All over the country, people are already by the hundreds going and demonstrating and staying at the Federal Reserve, and it's getting huge attention. And so the Federal Reserve head here in Dallas this morning, where I'm about to be demonstrating in a few hours, came out and said, I'm with you. I agree it's bad, but didn't say Federal Reserve and the crony insiders. He said Wall Street. I mean, what a joke. You've got the Federal Reserve that represents the big six mega banks and the SEC that preys on the rest of real Wall Street and free market up here now lecturing us and saying, you know, he's with the protesters. That is a desperate, desperate attempt to say, you know, if you can't beat them, join them.
Well, I think the long-term view of the, we'll call them socialists and their apparatus, I think the direction they were going in, it was to have these demonstrations throughout the country. And I think that eventually what they wanted to have was confrontation with law enforcement, violence, and that would give the administration the opportunity to bring in martial law. And I'm guessing, but I think that's where they want to go with this thing. And we've got to stop them from doing that. We don't want violence in America. We want to use the system. And
well, Rand
if you don't
Paul,
use the system, you lose everything.
Well, Rand Paul concurs with you. Our article's linked up at Drudge Report right now, where Rand Paul said that he, you know, a lot of these groups remind him of the French mobs in the French Revolution that I was alluding to earlier, and that Obama endorsing the socialist angle of it is going to embolden people to violence. And that's the last thing we want. And you've got this North Carolina Democratic governor saying suspend elections during the crisis. Turns out that was serious. You've got all this other talk about it. Talk about Obama stepping down by Democratic apparatchiks, to use your term, like the Washington Post. What does that signal to you, Bob Chapman?
Well, I think that what it signals is that they think they're going to be able to move this movement forward. And they're hoping nobody's paying any attention to who the players are behind the scenes. And I have a report, which I sent to you, some 24 pages, of the backgrounds of some of these people. But when I first looked, I saw Bill Ayers, and I remember him you know, in the streets in 1960 and 70s. And when I saw that those kind of people involved, I knew it wasn't what it seemed to be. But when you, the Washington Post is a functioning information instrument of the CFR, et cetera. And you watch them, and they'll tell you which direction they'd like this thing to go.
Well, there's two ways to look at it. The system is endorsing it to try to act like they're friends with it, or they're doing it to try to supercharge it and try to steer it. And I think it's basically a mix of both. Bob, I want to go to some phone calls here right now for folks that have been patiently holding, but I want to bring in the wild card, Aaron Dykes, who's riding shotgun with us today. Aaron, do you have any angles or points you'd like to raise or questions for Bob?
I'm just excited that we're continuing to focus on the Federal Reserve, and it's just very interesting the way they've begun to speak out. I think it's preemptive to knowing your action was coming and that so many of these Occupy Wall Street groups were already starting to focus on the Federal Reserve. And as you mentioned, they have not reported that in the media. I think that continues to be significant.
You're absolutely right on that point. Let's go to
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey there. This is Chris. excuse me. My hoarse little voice from chanting in the Fed all day yesterday. But this is Chris from San Antonio. Reporting on the Occupy movement on behalf of Matthew Medina from We Are Change San Antonio. We had a great day of unity while we were protesting in the Fed yesterday. We were out there all day with Cody Harris and Matthew Medina. We had a huge banner identifying the real enemies being the Fed. We marched all through the city, ended up around the federal building, circled it several times. We're all in their grill. I mean, I had a 10-foot tall Ron Paul sign that I was holding up to the second story windows. You can imagine the fear that brought in the bankers' faces when they came to the window. I mean, it was just wonderful. And I just got so many things I want to tell you. I want to make it quick, though. But I tell you, it's really a wonderful thing that's going down there. It's very unified. The city is behind us 100%. The cops aren't snickering at us. They're smiling at us.
I mean, the cops know the Federal Reserve is the problem. Again, because the name's a fraud. It's private. But also, they've been told to leave you alone. The cops in New York were paid by J.P. Morgan, fortunately, the night before. They directed Occupy Wall Street onto the Brooklyn Bridge. We have video of this. This is admitted to create an event. They beat the people up. It's not just that the cops have been given a green light to beat people up. It's that some of the demonstrators were told to be provocative so it would get attention. They don't want these Federal Reserve protests to get attention. That's why when I'm at the Fed, the police are very nice, unless you're there by yourself. In the case of the Kansas City Fed, where the guys were there, shot video, traveled a half mile away to a hilltop to a city park to videotape it, they drove in a car and came there with their guns and said, show us your license, but you're a private security guard. Show it. Put their hands on it. So it was kind of like a holdup, basically. It was official oppression, outside the law, impersonating an officer, whatever you want to call it, and did, kind of a fake citizen's arrest and said, now leave. And the guys, you know, didn't want to cause a bigger confrontation, so they did. But that was because they were alone. So again, the enemy wants to play friendly right now. I'm not saying the cops are bad, but very exciting. And, of course, I'm going to be in San Antonio Sunday at 10 a.m. at the private Federal Reserve building. Any comments or questions for Bob Chapman?
Not necessarily for Bob. I just want to tell you, though, that we are looking forward. We're trying to really get the word out to get as many people out there between now and Sunday. We're really looking forward to having you out there. I want to tell you, though, that these people in this Occupy movement, we are aware of the co-opters. We are very aware of it. We've already identified the move-on guys that came in there. They're not making very good grounds, though. I mean, we are educated to this, and when we identify them, we point them out. They're not succeeding in co-opting.
What do they do?
People.
They show up and just go, Al Gore, get rid of the rich. I mean, what do they say? How do you identify them?
Well, they try to pick people off individually. They'll pull them off to the side and ask them, hey, why aren't you for Move On? And, you know, talking all this. You know, I can't verify that 100%.
Hold on. I want to hear more of this. Well, no, they admit the Move On people have been sent in. Stay there. We're going to come back and get Bob Chapman's take on this. See, that's what I'm getting, Bob. All over the country, the Move On people are failing. They're going, socialism, commie, get the guns. And people are going, get out of here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question. When the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer. Yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
I don't want no shackles, no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother.
Don't want no shackles.
And the Nashby. All right, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. That was a little bit of a Jimmy Vaughn bringing us in with his no shackles on me. Now, we got some breaking news here. It turns out in the last 10, 15 minutes while I was on air, the Dallas police have called our Austin offices. I'm here, and they called up Janet at the front desk, and we're saying to her, oh, you're not planning anything violent, are you? And we want to know about this. And where is Mr. Jones in Dallas? We want to know where he is right now. That's just amazing. I mean, they can get into their Threat Fusion Center database. They know what hotel we're at right now. We're overlooking the Federal Reserve here. You've got my videos. You've got my press releases. You've got our entire history. I've been here and protested the Fed before. Our listeners, hundreds and hundreds of them, protested the Fed yesterday. You know, let me put it this way. Are you planning anything violent? How about I call? It says Dallas Chief, and then they put us through to Sergeant Smith. And then we're supposed to talk to Lieutenant Sheed, and they want to know if we're planning to be violent. I don't know. Are you planning to be violent? No, we're not planning to be violent. Again, that's how they put it. You're not planning to barbecue children there today, are you, Dallas Police Department? You're not planning to inject PCP, are you? See, they throw it on you like you're bad. Dallas Police, you're not planning to sell cocaine there today, are you? Dallas Police, are you planning to abuse children there today? Dallas Police, do you beat your wife? See that little psychological thing they play on you? No, you know full well we have a press release. You know full well we're coming there to be nonviolent and occupy the Fed. I'll be there 3-4 hours. I'm asking people to stay there in and around it off and on as much as they can from around the country as I travel to other sites to draw attention to the real monetary problem that's destroying your future as well, police. So I'll be getting off air here when we go to the Sheba Griffin interview, and I will... call the police and check in with them. But they know full well, you know, they did the same thing, but the Army leaked this to us and others 3 years ago. They sent the Army out, and in the memo, they said, don't let them know you're Army. They may attack you. You know, it's like, don't talk to that neighbor. They may kill you. It's a way to demonize. So, no, we're not going to be violent. Are you going to be? No, the answer is no, because you don't want attention brought on to the mafia bosses. We understand that. If it was a Soros operation and we were dupes, you'd crack our heads to get attention. But you wouldn't know that. You're compartmentalized. You wouldn't know why you were told to crack heads and follow orders. So you've been told to bring us probably iced tea on silver platters, haven't you? That's why, okay? Because this is the real enemy here. Okay, we're targeting the criminals, but I want them brought to justice through the law, okay? And we're there identifying them. It's a lynch mob coming here today. My entire history is nonviolent, and you know it. You know it. You know it. We got a clip of the Austin police chief saying he wants to come on the show. I don't know if we'll have time to get that. I had the guys down by the Austin thing. Bob Chapman, what do you think of this latest development?
Well, I think that it's intimidation, as usual. And trying to see if you'll go out there and do the kind of things they can beat your heads in for. And, of course, you're not going to do that. And they're trying to take it one step forward and try to show you that they're in control. And that's okay. You just do what you're going to do and just say, look.
Well, yeah, because you know, I'm not getting your stinking permits. I don't need one. It's called the First Amendment. Yeah, they want to call up and see if they can scare me. All that does is make me just wish I was doing this even more. I'm not giving into this anymore, Bob.
Well, I don't think any of us should, and that's why people should be considering joining these Occupy Wall Street groups and saying, look, that's not right. We shouldn't be asking for those kind of changes. These are the kind of changes we need. Let's start with getting rid of the Federal Reserve. I mean, they've been looting us for 100 years. And then take it from there.
I mean, the system can't believe we're actually looking past the puppets now and going right to the actual criminals.
And we're trying to also go forward to identify what they're really after here down the road. And I think that, to me, is violence and martial law.
Well, I've had cops call me before demonstrations before just to say, hey, we just want to know what your route is and what roads we need to block, if any, and want you to stay on the sidewalk. You understand, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. I don't get mad at that. But when they call up going, you're not planning anything violent, are you? That's like calling them up and going, you're not planning to sell methamphetamine on the side of the street, are you? You know, it's just a way to demonize psychologically. I want to finish up with Maureen. We haven't gotten to, and Chris. And at least Jason, and then let Bob comment and Aaron comment. Then we're getting to part of a G. Edward Griffin interview on this whole issue. And we'll air the rest tonight. InfoWars Nightly News, 7 p.m. PlizzisonPlanet.tv. I want to see everybody out here in Dallas tonight. Be there with Paul Revere, 21st century, 1776 worldwide.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Steve Shank here with a special alert from eFoods Direct. The stock market continues to crash and re-crash daily. Since July, the market has dropped 15% with no signs of recovery. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the food that's already too expensive and continues to raise in cost. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The already high cost of sugar is tripling. If you invest in the stock market for security or save money in the bank, you continue to see the dollar drop in value while your weekly food bills increase. So what are you going to do? Get as much food now as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
All right, we are back live and starting at around 5 p.m. I said officially 6 to 8 because previously I was going to stay in Austin, do the first few hours of the radio show, drive up to the event. But then my mother called and pointed out, you know, it's Texas OU weekend. There'll be a lot of traffic on I-35. So we went ahead and came up the night before, but I'm looking out of the traffic here downtown. There's really nothing. So everybody get in here this evening, and yes, we're going to be peaceful and nice, but we're going to draw media attention, as Dallasites and Texans did yesterday, to the private Federal Reserve, as Texans did in San Antonio, as Bostonians did in Boston, as New Yorkers did in New York. And we're going to draw attention to these guys and point out they're the people running the show, the insiders that get to create the money and use it for themselves and then put us into debt nationally for money they get. It's incredible. Now, I wanted to finish up with Chris in Texas with Bob Chapman and then go to Maureen and Jason. And that's it, because I got to go to this G.M. Griffin interview, and then Aaron will take us out of the show here. And I'll see you all tonight at InfoWars Nightly News that Aaron's going to be hosting. But we'll have reports on there, perhaps even live from the ground. We'll see what happens this evening. We couldn't do this, by the way, without the dedication of our incredible job they're doing. And you, the listeners that buy the books, the videos, the DVDs, the PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, you are supporting this. Finishing up, Chris, down in San Antonio, what do you think of the you're saying the cops are real nice to you in San Antonio. We went to break, and I found out the Dallas police are calling our office, a whole bunch of different ones, lieutenants, sergeants, people calling themselves the chief. We've got the head of the Dallas Federal Reserve saying he loves as us now or whatever. So they're definitely definitely circling the wagons, I guess, for the bright lights of publicity. You know, I believe the pen is mightier than the sword, and they profiled Alejandro Jones. They know this isn't violent, well, what's coming tonight. Yeah, unless they're hiring provocateurs.
I think they must be scared of you. We'll see how they act Sunday when you get down here. Because, you know, I'm not saying so much that they were super nice to us, but, you know, you can just, they weren't being negative, and maybe they've been.
Oh, the Dallas cops here 3 years ago were really nice. They told us they agreed with us. And so that's fine. This is the politician cops that are calling us.
Hey, what do you think about this? The city council and the park police have given us permission to occupy Hemisphere Park downtown and to literally set up camp, tent. Stay there indefinitely until our...
Well, again, they're giving you permission because you always had it under the First Amendment, and they've been told by the establishment, revolution's coming, you better play nice. See, the Redcoats started cracking heads in 1775 and the years before that, and it resulted in the real deal. So they're trying to screw us right now, but act friendly. Great points. I look forward to seeing you Sunday down there, 10 a.m. to noon, and I hope you guys occupy down there. That's wonderful. Bob Chapman, what do you think of that?
I think the best thing to do is be gentlemen and ladies and just expound the truth and stay with well within the confines of the law. And every time they look at you, give them a big smile.
Yeah, I'm not even worried about that point. I quite frankly, there always will be some provocateurs, but whatever. I love it. That means we're winning when they resort to that. Okay, let's go to Maureen in, I guess that's Virginia. Thank you for holding so long. We've got a lot of breaking news. Welcome to the airwaves.
Thank you. I can now understand why our Savior used a whip on the money changers. I would like to do the same, but that's not okay.
That's Al-Qaeda.
Of course. Anyway, do you know who Louis T. McFadden was, the congressman that was murdered after he gave us H.J.R. 192 in Public Law 73?
Yes.
Okay. I've got a feeling we need to use what he gave us to get rid of the national debt. Our bodies have been monetized. The way to get rid of the national debt, it is owed to us, the people. When we were born, they turned us into all capital letter corporations, and they printed up Federal Reserve notes with the same numbers as are on the back of our Social Security numbers.
Well, they do monetize us. We do pledge our our bodies and our tax money to fund their whole system. You know, for those that haven't really read the Bible, Christ wasn't going after the priests for selling pigeons for sacrifice. He was going after them because they made you buy a special coin that was in limited circulation for like 20 times what it was worth. You had to buy that coin to then buy a sacrifice, whether it was a lamb, whatever the case was. And that was a form of money manipulation. And he went in and turned over the tables and beat them. But nowadays, the Dallas police would, you know what they do to Jesus, because he's bad, I guess. But we're not doing that here. We're just identifying where the den of vipers are. Any other comments on that, ma'am?
Yeah, if anybody listening knows about the original 13th Amendment, which basically was stolen. I know they've got one archived in Richmond, Virginia. Basically, it said no one with the title of nobility, meaning esquire, meaning lawyer, can hold any office in this government. That would take care of a whole lot of problems.
Ma'am, that's in the Constitution. I forget the section, but I've read it on air before, that you can't serve a foreign power or take a foreign title when you're in the executive branch. That's why Obama, becoming the head of the U.N. Security Council a few years ago, was such a big deal. It violates Article 1, Section 9. I'm going from memory here. Bob, what section is that?
Don't ask me. I'm old. I can't remember.
I know it's on the back of my Fall of the Republic DVD. Great points, ma'am. Good to hear from you. Comments on what she's bringing up about Christ and the money changers, Bob?
Well, I think it's a good point. And I think that people have to look within the whole situation in order to identify really what it's all about, not only the case of the money changers, but all of the things that we're talking about. What is subliminally underneath all of this? Where is this headed? Where are they trying to take it?
Notice, though, the people Christ was fighting 2,000 plus years ago, the people George Washington was fighting, the people Andrew Jackson was fighting, the people Louis T. McFadden and Lindbergh were fighting, is the very same type of system today.
Absolutely. And, you know, to an extent, it's the same cast of characters in families, and they've evolved through the centuries. And that's one of the things that most people don't know nor understand, that this is really nothing new. And now that we know how they did it before, when they were successful or unsuccessful, we can use that to stop them. And that's exactly what you're doing.
Well, that's the secret. The globalists do study history, and they hope we don't ever look at it, because then the whole blueprint of how humans operate is right there. You get the playbook.
Exactly. And you know, I repeat this over and over again. You and I and people like us need help in informing people of really what's going on. And so the people who are going to become engaged in that, and I hope there's lots of them, they should study history because it's very, very important.
And very, very interesting and entertaining as well, in a horrific way sometimes. Final comments from Aaron Dykes, because we're going to talk to Jason for like a minute and then go to the G. Edward Griffin thing, and then Aaron will take us out at the very end of the show today. But most of this segment's left, and the next segment will be the G. Edward Griffin interview, and then the second unaired part tonight, 7 p.m. Central, will be at the end of the show on InfoWars Nightly News at PrisonPlanet.tv. But any closing comments on money changers and what we were just talking about, Aaron?
Yeah, Alex, it is a larger system, and I think the important thing today with Occupy the Federal Reserve is an education opportunity. It's a very good sign that many of the Occupy Wall Streeters, whatever their original reason for going down there is, are associating with the Federal Reserve people. But even if they are on the far left or whatever side, it's important to educate them that the Federal Reserve was the sort of wicked instrument of the bailout. They were the ones who absorbed secret trillions on their balance sheets, secretly gave to foreign banks, and it took people on the far left, like Bernie Sanders, to call out Bernanke, who had the audacity to say, no, Congress has no right to know on the floor of the House and everything, or the Senate, rather. And I think we need to remind them of that as they roll out the predictable intimidation tactics, because, of course, the pen is mightier than the sword. And that's why they've used platforms like Facebook and Twitter in the Arab Spring. But if you use it for the Federal Reserve to educate people there, that's why they're cracking down, profiling key bloggers. And that's why they're calling up people like Alex Jones when they want to go down physically to the Federal Reserve and send a message.
Well, I'll say this. We are nonviolent because that's the best way we are trying to educate people. When I call the police, I'll call them back after the show ends here in a few minutes and then talk to them. We're here to be educational, but the only time Christ ever got violent in his whole life was with the bankers, with the money changers, with the manipulators. And he turned over tables and beat them in just a energetic rampage with a cat or nine tail. Beat them with a whip, with a rope. I mean, what does that tell you right there? If you're a Christian, I mean, this is the evil. This is the parasitic system. This is it. This is the enemy, not capitalism and free market and property rights. It's just incredible what they've turned us into. In closing, you're our tail gunner, Jason in Texas. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good. Thanks for holding, sir. Welcome.
All right, I got one comment. I'm going to Dallas. I'm going to be there from Friday to, like, Sunday at midnight. Anybody that's going there that's got a copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island from Webster Griffin, G. Edward Griffin, bring it down and educate those that occupied Dallas with it. Bookmark the highlights of the book. Teach them about the Council on Foreign Relations. Expose the money changers and the hierarchy of the governmental structure.
Very well said. We're about to go to this G. Edward Griffin piece, but there's about a two-minute intro or minute-long intro. If you guys want, well, we'll just do it with the intro coming up. But those are great points, sir. Anything else?
Nothing. All I really got to say is that I support the WAPO program of Lyndon LaRouche. I think it's a good way to combat the eco-fascists.
We'll look into that. We're going to try to get some people from the other side of the debate, you know, within that spectrum Maybe Lou Rockwell next week to look at that, but we'll also look at that program more. Thank you so much. You can get a free copy of the International Forecaster by calling 800-686-2237. That's the Midas Resources number. Just call and say, I want a free complimentary copy, either mailed or emailed to you. A new one comes out tomorrow. It's 800-686-2237. You can also visit the internationalforecaster.com. Of course, I'm Alex Jones. The websites are prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. We have a video up there that says the revolution against the Federal Reserve starts now. Please help get that out to everybody, and please demonstrate at your private Federal Reserves in your area. Bob, we'll talk to you, God willing, in the aftermath of this next Friday, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you all for listening, and you have a very powerful weekend, Alex.
Well, thank you. We're all doing this together, and believe me, the system is scared right now. The head of the Dallas Fed has responded and is trying to grovel and, you know, say he comes in peace, which we know they don't. Well, we do come in peace to expose you so that the legal system of our awakened countrymen can bring them to justice. And, of course, I'll give them abstention as well. I mean, if they want to go to absentia and you know, be sent like Napoleon to the islands or something after they've been convicted, that's fine, too. You know, through history, people have always done things like that because it's not good to corner rats. We just want our republic back, and we don't want you to carry out your eugenics implosion of the entire world. We won't get to most of this interview, even much of it. No, this is part of part one that's 20 minutes long. We'll air never before seen part two tonight with Aaron Dykes hosting InfoWars Nightly News. But here's 5 minutes of it going to break. We'll come back with a little bit more on the other side, and then Aaron will take us out of here. I'll see you tonight at the Dallas Federal Reserve and Federal Reserve locations across the country. I'm Alex Jones, signing off from the front lines of the InfoWar. But we are joined now by G. Edward Griffin. Sir, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for inviting me.
Now, you don't need any introduction, but you're the best-selling author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. For close to 50 years, you've been exposing the private banking cartel. And I can't think of anybody out there who explains the pressure from above, pressure from below system. People ask me, why would elite bankers, why would they support communists? Why would they support socialists? Why would they support collectivism? And we see MoveOn.org, the White House, all Wall Street finance, Soros financed, pumping millions into co-opting the Occupy Wall Street movement. That's why I'm calling for an Occupy the Fed. And so I want to get your view on that idea, and if you think that's a good one. And then I want to segue into what Carol Quigley and others wrote about, that you made films about, this pressure from above and below. Why do we see so many billionaires supporting collectivism? G. Edward Griffin.
Well, you really raised a good point there, Alex, because there's a tremendous amount of confusion today between having a lot of money and being wealthy and being a capitalist. Those words need to be defined, don't they? Capitalism does not necessarily mean that you're not a socialist. What we have today, let's cut to the chase, is that we have a lot of very wealthy socialists in the world, a lot of very wealthy collectivists. And the old definition of capitalism was more accurate than the new one. The new definition of capitalism is, or a capitalist, is anybody with a lot of money, and that's not, doesn't cover it at all. Because the wealthiest people in the world today are not free enterprise capitalists. They're monopoly capitalists. You need to make that distinction. People make their money today in the world not by free enterprise competition, not by producing a better product at a better price, or anything like that. They make their money today by buying politicians and buying political favoritism and sending their lobbyists into the power centers of the legislative power centers of whatever governments there are in the world and getting them to pass special laws that favor them. Money today is made, the great wealth today is made by political maneuvering and favoritism, and that is not capitalism. So when people go out there and they say, our crisis today in the banking system proves that capitalism doesn't work, they don't understand any of this at all. They're still thinking that capitalism is the same as wealth. So you're right on target, I think, especially when you want to emphasize that we need to occupy not Wall Street. What is that? Wall Street is a physical location. It's where a lot of brokerage houses are. It's where the banks are centered. But the real problem is the Federal Reserve System. That's the problem. It's a monopoly. It's a cartel that's been given this monopolistic power by Congress. And it's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. It's this marriage between corporations and government. That's not capitalism. That is collectivism in its purest form. So when these people say, let's overthrow capitalism, they miss the point, because capitalism has been gone, really totally gone in the sense of the word that I'm using it, been totally gone since World War II.
Well, that's my point. Exactly, Jibber. That's what I want you to elaborate on, is that even Ross Perot, who claims he's free market, made the lion's share of his money selling EDS to the government. Exactly. You look at all these big fortunes, it's the monopoly power of government, and one of the clearest examples is Barack Obama and General Electric, the head of his economic council. They, the very day that his new carbon rules went into effect, they were given an exemption, and now they're shutting power plants down all over the country, but General Electric can still operate, and their profits are going way up. I mean, this is so dangerous, and it destroys progress, and then to see the monopoly capitalists using collectivism to destroy their competition, to consolidate power, to see Michael Moore, who's made hundreds of millions of dollars in the so-called free market system, saying capitalism is the problem, not the Federal Reserve. We have a clip of that we played earlier as we went out to break. And he's saying that's the problem. The problem is capitalism. And so people now think monopoly corruption is capitalism, and they're selling them on more collectivism. I mean, isn't that just putting our leg in a bigger bear trap? Because I remember you decades ago talking.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, Eotech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
In the so-called free market system, saying capitalism is the problem, not the Federal Reserve. We have a clip of that we played earlier as we went out to break. And he's saying that's the problem. The problem is capitalism. And so people now think monopoly corruption is capitalism, and they're selling them on more collectivism. I mean, isn't that just putting our leg in a bigger bear trap? Because I remember you decades ago talking about this juncture we've now entered, where when the collectivism causes society to implode, the danger is The establishment will use that as an excuse to sell more of the same as the solution instead of getting back to true freedom. So break that down and the choice we have between the monopoly capitalist and true freedom.
Well, you've said it so well, Alex. All I can do is go over the same ground, and I think it does need to be repeated over and over again because it's foreign to the ears of most Americans. You don't hear this sort of thing on ABC, CBS, NBC, and all that. The major news outlets continue to spew out the same old propaganda about this is a capitalist system. Well, it's not. It's a collectivist system. There's not much difference anymore between the system in America and the system you find in Red China, or in Cuba, or in what used to be called the old Soviet Union, or Russia. They have different labels, but once you peel off the label and look down underneath, you've got bedrock collectivism everywhere in the world today. And you're quite right when you say that the advocates of collectivism who want more, and more create a boogeyman. They say capitalism is what's causing all this problem. Let's have more government intervention. Let's have more government control. Let's have more marriage between corporate and state. Let's have these private partnership relationships with the government. You know, all these things. They're advocating, as you say, more of the same poison that's killing the patient. They're advocating that is supposed to be the medicine for him. And the only real solution is, first of all, the American people have to understand this little trick that's being played on them. And then they have to understand, well, what is the alternative? It's something that, you know, we haven't seen in America in the lifetime of any of us living today. You have to go back to the history books to find out what the solution is. People say, well, you don't want to go backwards. Well, moving backwards in time would be moving forward in ideology. It would be moving forward in solutions, because we would be moving forward to the idea of a free market, not in bed with the government. See, the government loves to come in and say, we're going to regulate these industries for you folks, for the benefit of the population. You know, but what really happens is that the regulators get into bed with the corporations that are being regulated, and then they become one and the same. And so under this umbrella of supposedly regulating industry and the banks, among other things, another industry, and supposedly controlling the society on the benefit, for the benefit of the people, they're actually just protecting the corporations under that umbrella. So we've got to get this in our brains, that this is the reality of today. And the only solution to this problem is to go forward to where we were about 80 years ago. I mean that literally, go forward to where we were 80 or 100 years ago and get the government out of all of these things, go back to a true free enterprise system where competition is the only thing that will produce the best products, the best service, the lowest prices, the best amount of freedom for the individual. And not that it's without problems, because of course it does have problems, but those problems are minuscule compared to the problems that we have today, which is the result of government control and regulation supposedly to protect the people, when in fact is to protect the corporations.
Well, very well said. Historically, here's an analogy to you know, be added to what you were talking about going forward to the past.
Okay, we have more of that interview with G. Everett Griffin tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, along with other special coverage of Occupy the Federal Reserve and Occupy Wall Street. Join Alex in Dallas at the Federal Reserve Friday, October 7th at 6 p.m. or even earlier. That's 2200 North Pearl Street in Dallas. Also, the Houston branch in San Antonio. Retransmission InfoWars.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.